T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, as we've been reporting, those floodwaters may look harmless, but they're included inside is sewage. It's not a good idea to get too close to all that water, and the Chronicle did an in-depth review of what that looks like specifically in San Francisco. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, that stuff's just nasty.
It is. It is. And, you know, you got to use common sense, which we hope people do, both to stay out of the water and not be jumping in puddles or driving through it. San Francisco, as we've been talking about all week, has been hampered by this storm, by its antiquated sewage system. To put it bluntly, it's the only coastal city that combines wastewater and runoff water into one system to try to get it out of the city. You add in there the hills that draw a lot of the water down into the lower areas, and we result in flooding. And that flooding water is mixed. It's mixed of wastewater, a partially treated sewage, and storm runoff, which, by the way, isn't exactly, you know, pristine water coming out of the mountains. When you have rain in a city or in an area like the Bay Area, it puddles and it goes shooting down sidewalks and streets and picks up a lot of things. I mean, look at what you might have in your backyard that could wind up, you know, whether it's toxics or whatever, that could wind up in the water as well. So there is concern about this. There is flooding about this, and it backs up, and it's happening both in the East Bay and in San Francisco.
Phil, I just want to clarify, is there raw sewage in the water on the streets of San Francisco?
No. What we have here is what we call partially treated. It is not raw sewage that's there. The health hazard there is not that as great as what we were talking about. But we are talking about the combined backup. For example, in back in, what was it, 2021, we got hit with a big rain, and San Francisco's public utilities had to release about 1.5 million gallons of wastewater that overflowed because of the collection system. They flooded Marina Boulevard, and then it goes into the bay through drainage areas. That contributes also to things in the bay, like algae blooms and such like that. But it is a ongoing thing, and you know something, it's interesting because we tend to forget sometimes, until storms come on, that there are 8 million of us here in the Bay Area, and each of us contributes something to this big thing that's called a mess out there right now. It's stay away from it, don't go play in it. I mean, like I said, it's not raw sewage, but it's not something you want to get next to for a long period of time.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.